Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Oh man, sorry to depress you so early in the morning. Bad news from DRC. So we've got soldiers in DRC. Mfundo, please help me here with the facts, right? Mm-hmm. It's a peacekeeping mission. Enzi Mutega, who is our Minister of Defense, has flown there because we had a huge blow. We lost 9 of our South Africans who were there. What's the story? What's happening?
So we lost 9 SANDF soldiers, and this is not the first time that we're losing soldiers. They are part of the SADC mission, because many people are asking, why would we be sending soldiers to the DRC? But we have regional obligations as a country. So these soldiers are part of the broader SADC mission that is trying to ensure there's peace and stability in the DRC. But the DRC issue is a very long-standing one. It's been years where they've been fighting with M23. There are allegations that M23 has more sophisticated weaponry because they are being armed by Rwanda. And there's also context with Rwanda, because there's a certain area within the DRC in the east which had those that would have left Rwanda and were living in the DRC. So there was always that issue of, you know, closer to any border, sometimes you either use dual languages in any border. If maybe you are between KZN and Swaziland, you might find and then sometimes when you speak of servicing that area that is closest to the border, you find that there would be less services that flow to that area. So even here, there was almost a grouping that was said to have originated from Rwanda. So previous DRC leaders had not necessarily serviced or treated them as the outcasts. Now, this is where M23 started to mobilize. And Thabo Mbeki was speaking about this over the weekend, that these are DRC members who were disgruntled and found a cause. They felt that they were marginalized, and then they were armed by others. Rwanda still denies, but nevertheless, they were armed, and now they are fighting internally to take over the DRC. And unfortunately, our men and women were part of the casualties, but we have no choice. These are our regional obligations towards peace and stability in the country or the world.
But as you mentioned, sorry, Mfundo, I need to jump in there. When we look at this DRC matter, for as long as I've known, there's been conflict in the DRC. So if we are saying we have an obligation, but when you have an obligation to something that doesn't seem to have an end, at what point do you then say, okay, from a moral standpoint, perhaps we can't just be sending people there to do nothing but die?
Diplomacy now.
And I think a lot of things in the country have really deteriorated, from SAA, parastatals, funding of our defense forces. So we do have an obligation, but what good is it if we're sending people who are undertrained? Because one of the guys, in fact, sent, I was reading an article, a WhatsApp text to a family member saying, we are surrounded by these M23 rebels. Yeah. We are out of ammunition. The rebels have drones. Our guys don't have drones.
We don't have aircrafts. We don't have helicopters. No sandbags.
Simple, basic sandbags to obviously stop bullets when the guys are being shot at. We don't have. And then we've got guns that could shoot the drones, but then there was the wrong ammunition. So my question is, why are we sending people to pretty much go die in a foreign country? Yes, we have an obligation, but we are under-equipped. We can't protect when we don't have the equipment to go protect people.
And it's not just our contribution, though, in terms of the military equipment. Remember, they are fighting there with the government's own military. So the government there must also provide some of these aircrafts and sophisticated weaponry. So, and there was also the UN's peacekeeping mission, MONUSCO, that was also there, that was supposed to now withdraw at the request of the DRC, which was probably a premature decision. But nevertheless, it's not just our responsibility to provide the weaponry, but there was that concern raised even by the union of the SANDF, SANDU, that our men sometimes are not trained to operate in that kind of terrain. So just the space that they're operating under is just far too dangerous. But what do you do? I understand where the South African government is coming from, that you've got to understand that we have regional obligations. If South Africa now says, we're not coming to the party, and then you have in the region this instability, what happens? Eventually, this instability will trickle down to South Africa.
Well, already we've got instability around our borders. They're very porous, and I really feel like we could do with that manpower, the military power, within our country. Yes, I know the constitution might be tricky as far as getting the military, because our own backyard is on fire. We've got people coming in the country, we've got crime, we've got so many things, and I really feel like with the little resources we have, we should be looking at servicing our own backyard.
And I'm also wondering now, if we're going to say there needs to be a probe into this and the president needs to be held responsible, to what end?
Yeah, there will be no probe. That's why now, like you're saying, Paul, since this is a long-standing issue, the conflict continues. Maybe what Thabo Mbeki says needs to happen, which is diplomacy. They need to talk now, because they've tried the fighting with weapons. Maybe it's time to talk and find out what is at the heart of this M23 that has felt marginalized, and they're citizens of that country.
Do give us a shout, man. We're having a conversation. If you just joined us, we've lost 9 of our South African soldiers out in DRC. There's been unrest for a while. Who should be taking the responsibility? Should we pull out our soldiers out of there? Because the guys are cannon fodder. They are ill-equipped to deal with what they're dealing there in Congo. Do give us a shout on WhatsApp or call.
SANDF maibuye. Ilwe nabantu bangenayo mabahlale kuma border ngangeni bantu mabagade ema airport kungangeni bantu. But now the problem is kona this commission engay understand ukuthi yani, which irritates me, the human rights commission yani, because it's always against South Africans, it's always against into a right, it's always against the human rights commission yona.
What do you expect from a government of which Amasochabo, MK, Agaze, Alwa? Do you think they can run a military? They can't. They couldn't penetrate the apartheid government. Do you expect them to go to Marabele, M23? This is a joke. Worst part, it's a joke whereby I want to have a man to buy Afa because of the ANC government.
This one, we are in a right there as a country. The police are ill-trained, the metro police are ill-trained. Now the soldiers are ill-trained. Goodness me, what exactly is there as a hope for us as a country? Teachers, you get treated badly at public hospitals. Guys, what's happening in this country?
It's leadership, Chief, and I think it's incompetence, and it seeps through into every part of society, every area. And like I said earlier on, you first see it, but we used to have the best parastatals in Africa. We used to have the best airline, one of the best in the world. So of course it's incompetence where we're seeing, you know, contracts are being cancelled, funding of our military is dropping, and this is what we're seeing, you know. It's incompetence, and I don't know, man. It's a leadership issue as well. Keep sending those voice notes and those calls. We're having a conversation on First Things First about the military and the lives that we're losing out in the DRC.
This is sad news indeed that we lost 9 SANDF members, and I just want to say condolences to the family of all those who just passed on. This is very bad. I also don't understand why do our members have to go there. Are there any other countries that can do the same? Is it only South Africa that can send people there to assist? If we are under-equipped, why then are we risking other people's lives? Because even though they are in that qualification to do so, why are we risking people's lives when we know that we are under-equipped? I think somebody has to account, someone in parliament, because they are not equipping people and yet they're sending them to risky countries to go and assist. I think this is bad.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. You know, there's so much honor and pride in serving your country. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to pay the ultimate price, which is put your life on the line for the country. The least your country can do is at least equip you, meet you halfway.
They need to pull those soldiers out. Remember, in South Africa, we have a biggest issue of illegal gold syndicate that is running the country. Mm. Then we have soldiers who are inequipped, who are duplicated. I don't think they're even training, being sent there like ships to the slaughterhouse. I think the ANC government, since it's very incompetent, our people gonna die. Imagine if people can attack our country. We're gonna have a problem in this country. We cannot blame those countries. because we have our own problem here. Those soldiers, they were busy with COVID. They should come here and fight these illegal drug dealers, illegal what. Use the soldiers for something that will benefit the country. We are not benefiting anything there. Now we've got 9 families crying now. The same politicians, they will go to the funerals and make big speeches, spending our tax money for something that was not supposed to happen.
Who's supposed to assess the situation? Are they not supposed to assess the situation before they send weapons? Previously, we used to have air support and we were able to push back M23. Now there's no air support and they're still expecting our soldiers to defend themselves like they did previously. Defense Force must account. They must account. Whoever that's in charge, they did not analyze that situation properly. Now our soldiers are gone. They are dead. They left their families behind. Our Defense Force must take full responsibility.
That's in King Ibuk. The Minister of Defense, Moti Ampega, Araze, Leomund, the party's farm, Araze, Nelson of Soja, Leomund. He is so fit like South Africa. That's why I want to meet him. Nama equipment our pelelanga yasina zinto ze right because of banya kuthathe manje lenkomo wabona abantu abagugile bayafini leso sifuna abantu abafana bo general mkhonazi kula maphosta afana nalawo hayi lento leza bogogo nabo mkhulu man bafuna ama rabbi staff labantu
abona ke manje la lento enzwabo enjim itself abayenze nje into engekho nje this is a suicidal mission ngabe bathathe nje unhlanhla mkhonazi bamenza nje I minister of defense abayikho yonke lento le abantu abakwazi ukugrida iterrain bazi ukuthi what's needed there, how many soldiers should be deployed. Manje bathatha former minister of education bamenza defense minister who expecting God.
Eish, expectating indeed, man. I think that's where we're going to leave it off. We just hope to see accountability and hopefully we just stop losing, you know, our breadwinners, our South Africans in missions where number one says who's with Bafunani there, you know? And yeah, man, ababuya, guys, eh? Ababuya. Thank you for your voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.